And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's July the 4th, 2016, Independence Day, the day on which, in 1776, the Continental Congress approved the Declaration of Independence, most of which was written by Thomas Jefferson. The day was celebrated in Philadelphia. In 1777, bells and fireworks. And the following year, General Washington called for double rations of rum for the troops. And in 1781, Massachusetts became the first state to name the 4th of July an official state holiday. It's the birthday of Nathaniel Hawthorne, born Salem, Massachusetts, 1804. First big successful novel was The Scarlet Letter, came out in 1850. Hester Prynne, forced to wear the letter A for adultery. It was an instant sensation. It was also one of the first mass-produced books in America. At a time when most books were handmade by bookbinders sold in small quantities, The Scarlet Letter was printed mechanically, 2,500 volumes printed all at once, sold out in 10 days. It's the birthday of the dramatist and actor Tracy Letts, born Tulsa, Oklahoma, 1965, moved to Chicago when he was 20, eventually joined the Steppenwolf Theater Company, which premiered his play August, Osage County, came out in 2007, comedy about the death of the patriarch of a family in Oklahoma, based in part on the suicide of Letts' maternal grandfather and his grandmother's resultant drug addiction. It's the birthday of the playwright Neil Simon, born in New York City, 1927. He was just 19 years old when his older brother Danny got him a job in Warner Brothers' mailroom. 2 years later, they were working together, writing jokes for Jackie Gleason and Phil Silvers, then for Sid Caesar. Neil Simon's first hit play came out in 1961, Come Blow Your Horn. In 1966, he had four plays running on Broadway at the same time. His brother Danny, newly divorced, moved in with another divorced man, and that became the premise for The Odd Couple. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Walt Whitman, which was published on this day in 1855 in the first edition of Leaves of Grass. This was published as the preface to the 1855 edition. This is what you shall do, love the earth and sun and the animals, despise riches, give alms to everyone that asks, stand up for the stupid and crazy, devote your income and labor to others, hate tyrants, argue not concerning God, have patience and indulgence toward the people, take off your hat to nothing known or unknown or to any man or number of men, go freely with powerful, uneducated persons and with the young and with the mothers of families. Read these leaves in the open air every season of every year of your life. Re-examine all you have been told at school or church or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your own soul and your very flesh shall be a great poem and have the richest fluency not only in its words but in the silent lines of its lips and face and between the lashes of your eyes and in every motion and joint of your body. The preface to the 1855 edition of Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.